Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we untangle the wires of technology and lay out the circuit boards of innovation for all to see. I'm Alex, the one who spends too much time in the tech trenches.
And I'm Jamie, your guide to all things fascinating and occasionally bewildering in the world of tech. Alex, I hear today we're diving into the battle of the AI titans.
That's right, Jamie. It's the showdown of the decade, Claude by Anthropic versus GPT by OpenAI. Two heavyweight AI models duking it out in the writing ring.
Oh, it sounds like a WWE match, but for the AI nerds. So what's the main difference between Claude and GPT? I mean, they both write, right?
Absolutely, they both write, but it's how they write that makes this matchup so interesting. Think of GPT as the bold, adventurous type, ready to dive headfirst into creative writing, technical docs, and even coding tasks.
Ah, the swashbuckler of writing AI. Got it. And Claude?
Claude is like the thoughtful philosopher. It's all about nuance, restraint, and understanding the context. Anthropic has trained Claude on a diet of constitutional AI, which is a fancy way of saying it's got a strong ethical backbone.
So if GPT is the party animal, Claude is the designated driver, making sure things stay safe and considerate.
Exactly, Jamie. And depending on what you're writing, one might be a better fit than the other. For technical documentation or something that needs a bit of flair, GPT often takes the cake.
And for stuff that needs a gentle touch, like policy writing or sensitive topics, Claude steps in.
Spot on. Now let's get a bit technical. Integrating these models into your workflow can sound daunting, but it's actually pretty straightforward.
Ah, yes, the I swear it's not rocket science part of the episode. Lay it on me.
Both models offer API access. This means with a bit of code, you can send a prompt to either Claude or GPT and get back a written response. For developers, this is like having a writing assistant on call.
Sounds handy, but I imagine there's a bit of a learning curve.
There is, but it's nothing our listeners can't handle, especially if they've tinkered with Python or REST APIs before. And the real trick is knowing how to craft your prompts to get the best out of each AI.
Crafting prompts. So it's like knowing how to talk to your AI to avoid getting back something completely off the rails.
Precisely. And both AIs have their quirks. GPT might dazzle you with creativity, but occasionally it can go a bit sci-fi. Claude, being the careful thinker, might err on the side of caution, maybe too much for some.
Got it. Be clear, be specific, and maybe don't ask GPT to write your wedding vows.
Unless you want a touch of intergalactic romance, maybe not. And speaking of specifics, let's not forget about performance, security, and those pesky pitfalls like hallucinated facts or formatting hiccups.
Ah, the glamorous side of AI writing. So there's still a bit of a Wild West vibe to using these tools.
There is, but it's getting more civilized by the day. Both Anthropic and OpenAI are continuously updating their models. For businesses, this means keeping an eye on API changes and always testing outputs.
Test, test, and test again, huh? Sounds like my high school chemistry class.
A valuable life lesson, Jamie. And as we wrap up today's episode, remember, whether you're Team Claude or Team GPT, the best writing AI for you depends on your needs, your audience, and the tone you're aiming for.
Wise words, Alex. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Whether you're coding up the next big app or just curious about the AI world, we've got you covered here at Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives and AI adventures. Stay curious, stay nerdy, and see you next time.
Bye, tech friends.